Drift Protocol gets $150 million from Tether to payback exploit. Victims and relaunch on USDT. Drift Protocol said on April 16th that it has lined up a roughly $150 million collaboration with Tether to fund a user recovery pool and bring the Solana Perpetuals exchange back online. According to a Cointelegraph post on X, the relaunch puts USDT at the center of the rebuilt product, replacing the collateral design that failed during the April 1st exploit. The announcement arrives during a mild Solana rally. SOL is trading at $88.80, up 4.5% on the day as of April 17, 2026, while BTC sits at $75 through $30 and ETH at $223.47 per CoinMarketCap's latest snapshot. Fear and Greed reads 56, squarely neutral. What the $150 million actually covers Drift is framing the package as a user recovery pool rather than a protocol bailout. That distinction matters. A recovery pool reimburses traders who lost collateral or positions during the exploit. A protocol bailout would plug a balance sheet hole on Drift's own books. Neither Drift nor Tether has published a per-user breakdown yet. What the tweet confirms is the combined size of the facility and Tether's role as the capital provider. The specific split between direct reimbursement, insurance backstop, and working capital for the relaunch has not been disclosed. For context, the April 1st incident was one of the larger single-day losses a Solana-native perp, DEX, had taken in 2026. The protocol paused new positions shortly after the exploit was detected and spent the following 2 weeks running forensics and negotiating with counterparties. A $150 million commitment from a single stablecoin issuer is significant even against that backdrop. Why Tether and why USDT at the center? The structural change is the more interesting signal. Drift is pivoting to USDT as its dominant collateral and settlement asset. That is a shift from the old model, where users posted a mix of SOL, spot assets, and USDC against their perpetual positions. Concentrating on a single stablecoin does three things. It simplifies the risk engine, because the protocol no longer has to price collateral volatility into margin requirements for its base unit. It ties the relaunch directly to Tether's balance sheet, which matters when the protocol is asking users to trust that backstops exist, and it gives Tether a flagship on-chain venue on Solana, a network where it has historically trailed Circle's USDC and DeFi integrations. Tether has been pushing into product territory well beyond minting USDT this year. It recently backed Bear, a JavaScript runtime that powers its new self-custody wallet, and has been quietly funding infrastructure rather than just buying T-bills. A $150 million commitment to Drift fits that pattern. Tether as an operator, not just an issuer. The catch traders should read twice. A recovery pool only works if users actually get paid. The press cycle announcement does not replace a claims portal, a snapshot of eligible addresses, or a published disbursement schedule. Traders who lost funds on April 1st should watch for Drift's formal recovery procedure before assuming any specific number applies to their position. The other unknown is what relaunch with USDT at the center means for existing balances. Users holding non-USDT collateral inside Drift at the time of the pause will need clarity on whether those positions are migrated, swapped at a reference price, or returned as is. Perp DEX exploits have a consistent pattern in the aftermath. The protocol publishes a recovery plan. A subset of users get fully reimbursed, a subset get partial payouts, and a subset fall outside the eligibility window. The quality of the relaunch is judged 6 months later, not on announcement day. What this does to the Solana DEX stack, Drift was one of the two or three serious perp venues on Solana, alongside Jupiter Perps and a handful of newer books. Its pause pulled liquidity across the Solana derivatives stack, pushing some flow to Hyperliquid and other off-Solana venues during the downtime. A credible relaunch with stablecoin backing could pull some of that back. The broader question is whether traders trust a post-exploit protocol faster when a large stablecoin issuer has signed its name to the fix. USDT's presence on the cap table, or something functionally similar to it, is a stronger commitment than a vague, "the team is committed to making users whole" statement. It also creates alignment. Tether now has an incentive for the relaunch to work. For card users and spenders, the story matters indirectly. Stablecoin perp venues are where many on-chain users park working capital between spending trips. When one blows up and is revived with a single issuer's backing, the composition of on-chain liquidity shifts. Traders who use stablecoin-denominated spending setups should expect USDT's footprint on Solana to grow if the relaunch holds.